Now, it is Super Science Saturday at the Australian Museum today, where you've got the live animal shows, face painting and hands-on experiments for all the family to enjoy. This morning, we're joined by Diego Bonetto on the phone to tell us about his unique skill set that he'll be have on display at Super Science Saturday. It's all about how it would help him survive a zombie apocalypse. Diego, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Now, what would you do to survive a zombie apocalypse? How is it that you think that you feel you can survive kind of the crazy zombie apocalypse everyone's worried
survive
about?
Survive a zombie apocalypse? Run. Run. Go as fast as you can. That's the only way to survive. But yeah, I teach foraging skills.
Okay.
I'll teach people how to recognize edible and medicinal plants in the landscape. So, I wouldn't want to be there for the zombie apocalypse, but, you know, if it comes, you know, I might just as well be able to feed you and feed the ones close to me.
This is really, really interesting because the whole idea of plants and foraging for plants and the use of plants as kind of medicinal entities is almost from an era bygone, but it is still so important today. What kinds of plants could we forage for right now here in Sydney? What would we find?
You will find all sorts of things. And at the moment is... It's the time of the year that it's just still a bit cold. You start to get a bit of spring rain. So you get beautiful spring greens popping up all over the places, like young dandelions, young southeastums. Flickweed is plenty at the moment. Chickweed, there's so much. It's all over the places. So, yeah, I guess the general things you will find a lot at the moment is the spring greens.
Okay. And how will you be giving this presentation at the Australian Museum today? Are you going to have kind of like examples of what we can find? Are you going to take people out to forage for things themselves? Exactly how will it all go today?
So we will just go for a short walk, effectively. The best way to learn about plants in the environment is to actually go out in the environment. So, yes, I will have some samples at hand, but the best way is to just, we're going to go for a walk and look whatever grows around and put some names to things. And it's surprising how much people miss a possibility because they don't see them, you know. They just don't have the name for it, don't have the skill to recognize the plants, so they don't see them. Once you have a name for something, you will see it everywhere.
Wow. How long have you been working on this skill set? How long has this been an interest of yours?
I grew up with it myself. I grew up in a farm in northern Italy, so I grew up with these kind of skills being imparted to me as a job when I was a young kid. And then later on in life, when I moved to Australia about 25 years ago, I found out that those skills was very useful over here in our environment because the plants that grow in and around human settlements are pretty much the same plants all over the world. So, that what I knew was useful here. I started to take people around for walks because friends and family were interested in the skills. And next thing you know, I'm running foraging workshops at the Australian Museum.
It's amazing. It's absolutely fantastic. Have you ever had one of those moments where something terrible has happened? Someone's been bitten by an insect or fallen ill and you've been able to use this knowledge in terms of medicinal plants to kind of solve anyone? Has it ever come to save a day?
Yeah. I saved the day for myself at your time, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, cut myself and use some plantain as a band-aid kind of thing. Or go stung by a nettle and use some chickweed to soothe the pain and the irritation. In terms of save the day for other people, I provided them with plants or something that then they came back to me and saying, oh, that was amazing. Thank you so much. I guess I made a few friends in that way. Yeah, for sure.
It's amazing. It's such a unique skill set and it's such an interesting skill set as well. It's one that, as you said before, you can take with you all over the world.
And, all over the world.
In so many different...
I would like to say that it's not that unique. because 3 generations ago, this was common knowledge. Yeah, if you asked your grandmother, she wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So it's not that it's unique. It's just, I would say there's lots of knowledge in the closet. The old people know what we talk about.
And we need to kind of share that knowledge with the next generations.
Yeah, need to bring the knowledge back.
That's
bring
it.
Bring it back.
Well, Diego, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was Diego Bonetto there. You can catch up with him and a whole lot more at the Australian Museum for Super Science Saturday. Adult tickets are $20. Children's are $10 and family tickets are $48. Oh my goodness. That sounds like the best fun. I would love to have that knowledge at my fingertips to be able to point to different plants and say, oh, you can eat that. You can't eat that. That'll help this. That'll help that. I have a friend who's a horticulturalist and he can do all that sort of stuff. And I am always in awe of his knowledge. It seems like a really, really cool skill to have and one that we need to bring back to our generation, our younger generations, as Diego was saying there.